Hello, everybody, and welcome back to First Gen Table Talks. I'm your host, Oscar Perez, and today we are joined by three out of the seven founders of the first Latina sorority here on campus. As Hispanic Heritage Month just recently kicked off, I wanted to celebrate it by highlighting them as they recently chartered on campus in the spring of 2024, which not only shows their ambitions and leadership, but as well as their passion for starting something from the ground up and expanding it. The guests that are joining us for this week's episode is Sofia Guerrero, Andrea Arenales, and Noelia Santos. If you could all please introduce yourselves, what position you may hold in your sorority, where your major is, where you're from, your class, any other involvement on campus, and anything else you would like to share with the audience.
Okay, so I'll go first. My name's Sofia Guerrero. I am the president of Hermandad de Sigma Iota Alpha Incorporada. I am currently a senior majoring in nursing. I am from Hot Springs, and other campus involvement, I am the president of the Latin Student Organization. I partake in the Minority Mentorship Program, and I'm members of other organizations such as BSA, which is the Black Student Association, and LULAC.
Hi everyone, my name is Andrea Arenales. I am the secretary of Hermandad de Sigma Iota Alpha Incorporada. I'm a sophomore this year. My major is pre-vet. I am from Little Rock, Arkansas. Other things I'm involved in campus is being the vice president of Pre-Vet Club, and other organizations I'm a member of is Women in STEM, Ag Business, and yeah, that's it.
My name is Noelia Santos. I'm currently the treasurer of SIA. I am a senior majoring in digital marketing. I'm from Hot Springs, and I'm also the vice president for LSO, the Latin Student Organization. I'm a member and scholarship recipient of LULAC.
Great. And the quote we want to share with you all today is, cree en ti mismo y confía en ti, porque si no crees en ti, nadie lo hará. Marta Vieira da Silva. So, to start things off, why don't you just give us a little rundown of your background?
So, I was born in San Luis de la Paz, Guanajuato, Mexico. So, we're my parents. I was there for about 2 years and migrated to the United States, so I am an immigrant. It was definitely hard in high school once I realized what it meant to be an immigrant and be different from everyone else. That had created obstacles, obviously, in life, but it truly plays a big role in who I am as a person and helps me overcome those obstacles and stereotypes or stigmas or anything else that people have in mind when it comes to immigrants. On campus, I feel like I portray a very proud of being who I am, of my culture, and take a big lead on portraying that in events, meetings, stuff I post, and getting people to enjoy the culture as well.
So a little background about me is that I was also born in Mexico, but I was born in Morelos, Cuautla. So was my mom and my biological dad. I came here at the age of one with two of my other siblings and just my mom. I was always raised in a single parent household. So at a young age, I kind of already knew what privileges and I had and what I didn't. So like I already knew at a young age that I was an immigrant and like the things I struggle with, things I knew that I had to like overcome, and how much I have to give more efforts in school just because I've always was put in the mentality to like do better than others.
My family is also from Mexico. They're from Oaxaca and actually recently went back for the first time to visit the motherland this summer. And it was really cool to see everything that, you know, Mexico really is, because you hear all these stories. I'm also a part of a like single family household. It's just my mom, and she's been a really great model. And I think that's why from a young age, I knew I wanted to be in college, because she's always told me like, oh, like I didn't have these kinds of opportunities. You take advantage of them. And so that's why I'm here. I'm taking advantage of those opportunities that I have.
All right. Well, that leads me to my next question, which is, what inspired you to come to college?
Oof. So going off with what Noelia said, I mean, growing up, you see how tired your parents come from work. Me personally, like my dad is my biggest inspiration, and he'll walk into the door like tired from the sun, but he still like gives us a hug, greets us and everything. And that really inspired me, like, okay, I need to get it together. I need me to work for what my parents couldn't do back home and what they can't do here. And basically the whole reason they came to the United States was for us to get an education, to become someone, to become the whole dream, as you know, people can say. So it really inspired me from high school to continue an education and pursue a career to help my parents. Like, giving back what I'm able to give based on my career doesn't suffice to everything that they have given me from the very young age by just migrating here.
I think what really inspired me is basically my brother, my sister, and my mom to continue coming to college. Because at a very young age, like, I saw my brother and my sister help my mom a lot. You know, like, we all struggle as a family. So just them pushing me to be better in life and to grow, it's what made me come to college and continue education and continue doing what I love.
For me, I kind of answered that question a little bit already. But yeah, my biggest inspiration is my mom. And I knew I wanted to come to college like from a very young age, since I can remember, I think even before middle school. And I think the reason why I had decided that so young was because, you know, not only because my mom always said, you know, that she wished that she had this kind of opportunity, but it's something that I never got to see. It was always something that I only heard about. It's only something that I ever watched in TV shows and movies. And so I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to be the generation that changes that. And so I think it'll be something great to, you know, always go from having a parent that's middle school or less education to having, you know, a graduate degree or undergraduate degree.
That's kind of crazy because, you know, I originally didn't intend on coming to college. Like,
really?
Yeah, I think it was like my freshman, sophomore year. I was just like, I'm not going to go to college. Like, I don't want to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And I started like doing welding classes my sophomore year of high school. I was kind of just like, I'm going to just go to a trade school. I'm going to get, you know, a degree in welding or whatever. I'm going to get certified in welding and then start working as soon as I get out. But I don't know what happened. I think it was just like junior year of high school. My parents were talking to me, and then like I started getting all these like offers from different colleges. And then I guess just something in me like realized like, oh, I should probably go to college, because my parents would always tell me like, oh, like you have all this opportunity, you're young, like take advantage of this opportunity, like get an education, do something like that will be with you for the long run. So I think that's whenever like I decided I wanted to come to college. I told a lot of people that I didn't want to like go to college, and they're like, why not? Because I took all these like, I was like an AP and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always like, why don't you want to go to college? Like, it's just such wasted potential. People like had so many expectations from me that to the point where I think that's what made me not want to go to college as well, is because I didn't want to like have to continue to live up to people's expectations and like be the golden boy that everybody thinks that I am.
Definitely, yeah. Relate to that, because in high school I knew I wanted to come to college, but like I said, I had the obstacle and I didn't think I was going to be able to come to college. And now that I'm here majoring in nursing, all my family's like, no mija, échale ganas, you know, like get it together, like you got it. But like, it's sometimes when they say that, they don't realize that the pressure that it comes with it, because me personally, out of the first cousins, I'm the only cousin getting a college degree, like even here in college. So it's just like, I can't mess up, like I have to finish, I have to make it to the finish line. And that puts like more of a pressure on the whole situation, which I definitely understand where you're coming from too.
That's how I also feel, especially because like of all my siblings, I'm the first one. And just like know that like I'm privileged enough, because at first I also wasn't planning, like I really wanted to go to college to continue doing pre-vet, and like, you know, I want to help animals and stuff and travel. The thing that really helped me is my stepdad, because he's the one who's paying for college and helping my mom out. So honestly, all thanks to him for supporting me. Like that pressure that I get from like everyone in my family, not just from me, but like my family, but like also from my aunt and uncle, my grandma, because like I have other cousins and they also don't want to go to college. You know, I feel so pressured to like set up like that standard, like being a role model. And when I don't pass something or when I like fail on something, it like really hits me hard, because I'm like, who role model am I gonna be? You know, like that's how I feel every time I don't achieve what I want to achieve, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there is a lot of pressure, especially because scholarships don't always cover everything. And so when you watch your parents work so hard to save the little money that they may have, and then, you know, just so that they can spend it on your education, it's like it's that added pressure that you have to graduate. Otherwise, like, all their hard work was for literally nothing.
Like you have to pass a class because they're already paying for this class.
Yes.
And it's just like, you can't drop it because of all this pressure that you have. Like, I don't know. Even though my stepdad tells me, like, Mija, it's okay if you get a C. Mija, it's okay if you didn't pass this exam. It's like, no, it's not okay. Like, they think they're not putting pressure, but there's a lot of pressure to just, like, pass.
So moving on to our next question, what made you or influenced you to want to be part of something new?
Okay, so boom, I was in high school. And I went to a high school that was predominantly white, and so all the girls were talking about sorority life, this and that. I had no idea what that was. And they were talking about like rushing and bid day and this and that. And I was like, okay, I already feel weird in this school. But to be fair, I made my little home with my friends, the little Hispanic clique in high school. So to be fair, when they talked about sorority and stuff like that, I was like, oh, that doesn't involve me, doesn't have to do anything with me. Put it in the back of my mind. So when I came to Tech my freshman year, I will never forget, I went to Meet the Greeks only to make company with my friend Aiden because she wanted to get to know them more. And they were like talking to me and this and that. And I straight up told them, oh, I'm not interested in Greek life. Thank you so much. I just don't feel like it's me. I don't feel like I would fit in, or it just incorporates my values and stuff like that. And it wasn't until freshman year, the same year, obviously, I'd say maybe like late fall or early spring semester, that Leslie mentioned about a Latina sorority. I had no idea those existed. I had no idea that was even a thing. And so I learned more information about it, and that's practically when the whole situation started, just by that small spark of interest and the little what if, because that what if turned into what we are now. And I was able to learn more about it and look where we are now.
For me, joining SIA was not something that I expected to do. Like, if you would have told little freshman me that I was a part of a sorority called SIA, I would have been shocked and confused, because I had no idea that there were different types of sororities. And SIA being a multicultural sorority really interested me, because it is really based around, you know, bringing awareness of the Latino culture. And that's so different. Like, I've never heard of that. And that is something that is important to me. I have this fear of losing my roots, forgetting my Spanish, you know, being humble. It's so important to me. And so being a part of SIA allows me to celebrate that part of me, because it is a big part of me. And I am proud to be a Latina.
Which I definitely agree with Noelia, because me personally, I always get onto my brothers for speaking English at home. And I'm like, get it together, like practice your Spanish. And I know now they always like get mad at me for that, but I'm like, you're gonna realize longer or later in life that it's important to keep that trait of who you are, because it resembles a lot of not only you, but your parents and like all your ancestry. And so being part of SIA, like, it just adds on to more orgullo, more proudness of who I am and like what I represent, not just me, but also my family and everything that they have done in their life to get to where we are.
Going based off like Noelia and Sofia, I was never into my Hispanic roots. And this is what I hate about myself, is that I push myself away from it. Because I didn't want to be known as, like, since I wasn't born here in the United States, I just wanted, like, didn't want to seem like I'm an immigrant, or, like, you know, just push myself away from being proud Mexican at a very young age. I was also not, like, around a lot with, like, my mom, since she had to work a lot. So, like, my siblings only taught me really English. So, right now, it's been a struggle getting better at my Spanish. So I'm basically teaching myself more Spanish, teaching myself to be more in love with my culture. And I think that's one of the main reasons why I joined SIA, is because it's a Latina sorority. So I was like, okay, this is probably gonna help me. And it is helping me a lot to be more into my roots. And not only SIA, but like other organizations here in campus are helping me become more involved.
Yes, I really feel like I found myself by getting involved with not just SIA, but also other organizations, and being a part of the team that puts together these events for other people to enjoy. Older Hispanic people that graduated from college like a few years ago, they'll always talk about like, oh, like, that's so cool that you're doing that. Like, when I was in college, we didn't have any of that. And so I'm really proud that we are putting out all these events for people to enjoy and kind of almost like brag about, because that is really cool. Not every university is so involved with a Latino community.
No, honestly, yeah. That's why, like, I'm glad we brought SIA into campus, because it's not like, it's like bringing people more, especially our Hispanic community. Like, we're pushing them to be more involved in campus, and, like, that's what I like. And, like, I hope to see this school grow, like, not only, like, hopefully there's going to be more Hispanic sororities in here, or fraternities, right?
Fraternities.
It's Latinos fraternities in campus, because that's really what I wanted for SIA to do. Like, just, like, have that opening space for more organizations to come and join and not be afraid.
For me, since the Latin Student Organization was established on campus back in like 2020, I remember the former president she told me before she graduated, "I hope you continue the legacy." So hearing those words and putting on these events, not only just for the Latin Student Organization, but for SIA as well, I hope that legacy is created and turned into something big that will continue to grow as like me and Noelia and the rest of the girls and the rest of the people in Latin Student Organization leave, for it to be like a safe space, a place for people to be who they are and show that part of themselves that they might not get to show anywhere else around campus as well.
I agree. We have a lot of Hispanic students at Arkansas Tech University, and we want to let them know, like, hey, you have a space here. We represent you.
Yeah, I was literally talking to this one dude, and, like, he wanted to be more involved because, like, he's like me. He kind of, like, pushed himself away from his, like, culture. So, like, I'm glad that, like, he was like, hey, like, can you tell me, like, what events LSO has? I'm like, yeah, I would, like, put you in the group me and, like, everything. Like, so it's nice hearing, like, not even, like, you know, hearing people, like, wanting to be more involved, just seeing us be around campus because, you know, we host a bunch of events.
Yeah, I think that's definitely, like, something special with Arkansas Tech, is that not only is it, like, very, like, multicultural, but it's also, like, it's put in a spot where, like, the population of Hispanics is, like, really dense. Because there's a lot of Hispanics not only here in Russellville, but in, like, neighboring towns like Dartnell, Danville. And, like, I know you got a couple coming in from Clarksville, and then just, like, all nearby. So it's, like, really dense in the Hispanic population. And I think that's what makes Arkansas Tech special, is that there's so many things for us, but not just us, but other cultures as well. Because then we have things like Spectrum, we have BSA, you have MHAS. I feel like that's, like, one thing very special about Arkansas Tech for sure.
No, yeah, because when I was, like, choosing schools, I was low-key scared to come to Arkansas Tech, because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to find my people, and I'm going to be so alone. But, like, honestly, the networking and, like, knowing SIA and other organizations here have helped me so much to find, like, my group of friends, and, like, I don't feel alone anymore. I feel, I don't know.
At home,
exactly. Like,
yes,
I feel at home. Like, this is my second home. Every time I'm like, oh, I'm going back to my house, they think I'm actually going back to my house, but I mean my dorm. But, like, this is my second home at this point. Like, I don't know.
So, how does it feel to be part of the first Latina sorority on campus, and what does it mean to you?
What it means to me is we, us seven girls, we started something on this campus. That doesn't mean it's just ours. It's ours to share. It's ours for us to help the community grow, for more girls to possibly join and resonate with who we are as a sorority and who we are as people and our values and our morals and stuff like that. So for me, it means, like, starting something that future generations will be able to have. And that possibility of, well, this brought so much opportunities for them, imagine what it could bring for me. And this helped them connect them to their roots, connect them to the community, help the community, do community service for Russellville, Darnell, etc. And I hope it shows the impact that we made on campus and stuff, because when we first crossed and became a SIA, it was all new to us. It was very like, oh my gosh, congratulations, like, that's crazy, like, y'all made history. And which is crazy, because we really did. We didn't ask to get put on the news in that, but they interviewed us because it is a big deal. And I remember I had a conversation with someone who told me, don't downplay what you did, because it is something very huge that you did for you and the girls and for future students. And like Andrea said, this could possibly be a domino effect and mean that more sororities can be established on campus, more fraternities can be established on campus, and there will be more organizations that people are able to connect to and grow as leadership, grow as students, grow within the community as well. So for me, it means growth and prosperity.
SIA means a lot to me. I mean, we did make history, like Sophia said, and I am very proud to be a part of that. I'm very proud of the other 6 girls that did it with me as well. I wasn't the only one. We all did it together. We all put in that hard work, and it's just something that we really hope expands and grows with the years to come. I cannot wait to, like, years from now, look back at SIA and see what it's become. It's like our little baby. It's like our little baby project, and now it's here and it's gonna grow. And I don't know, I just can't believe it sometimes. I'm like, wait, that is really cool what we did.
I think with CS, like I said before, I think this is a second home for me. So I hope, like, for SIA, what SIA means to me is having another home. Like, not feeling scared, not feeling ashamed of who you are, and, like, being able to grow with other girls who have the same interests as you, have the same beliefs as you.
Yes, I agree. SIA is home. SIA is family. I have sisters for life. I have my future bridesmaids.
And I really hope,
future madrinas.
And I really hope, like, the people that come after us feel the same way that we felt. Because, like, I feel like they're also, like, going to work for SIA to also be better. Like, yes, we're the founders, but we want the girls to also have those high standards. Like, hey, we have to keep this up. Like, you know.
How when someone told me, I hope you continue this legacy, I hope the future girls see, like, okay, these 7 girls put in a lot of work and effort into bringing this sorority on campus. The torch is now, quote unquote, passed on to us to continue in making sure that torch is still lit.
Yeah.
So on a topic of SIA, all y'all are the representation of student leaders. Being ambitious, having goals, having a plan to reach those goals, perseverance, as well as commitment. But what would you say were some things you learned from starting up SIA, whether that be during the process or even now that you are doing events around campus that you will take with you for the rest of your life or will always remember?
Support system. My gosh, I did not understand the importance of having a support system. It first started when I came to college, but getting close to these girls and meeting more SIA members and talking to them, that support system is so, so important. And, like, there's nothing that can break that, because, for example, there's this SIA member who is in Maryland, and we talk like if we've known each other for life. And she'll text me, and she'll be like, cariño, amor, and stuff like that. And it's just the love that you feel through SIA. It just means so much, and it's very important to realize the connections you've made along the way. And as leader, that support system comes in a long way, because me personally, I know I can be a little bossy, or sometimes I just try to do everything myself. But with that support system, you're like, hey, I can't do this. Please, can you take care of this? Take this load off of me just for this one day. Or, like, I have a huge important exam coming up. Can you be in charge of this event? Like, I cannot. And it really means a lot, because it helps you delegate things you can and you can't do. And that's a big skill that life is going to teach you as well.
Just having that pillar there.
Yes.
SIA is really big on education. Like, your education comes first. So it's really nice to have other support, like, have a support system that you can lean on whenever you need it.
And not only that, like, networking and, like, communicating better with others, because I'm a very shy person, and, like, having to, like, do all this events and stuff has, like, helped me a lot to do better at communicating with others, like, not to be afraid of speaking to others, like, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen? Say no? Okay, I can get over someone saying no to me now. Back then I couldn't, but now I'm just like, oh, okay, you know? So, like, I feel like CS honestly helped me, like, be better at, like, taking rejections, I guess, and, like, communicating better with others and, like, you know, reaching out.
Another thing is there is, like, so much solidarity with us that it helped me, again, with Andrea said, communicate better and make sure, like, we all understand where we're all coming from. And that's a big role when it comes to leadership, because leadership, it doesn't just include, like, you being good at communication. You have to be good at understanding, at actually listening to people and letting them know that they're being heard. And that really came into me being and spending time with these girls, like understanding where they come from, like why they see things differently. And that plays a role in just anyone who has a leadership position on this campus, because you're the voice for people. You know, as president of the Latin Student Organization, I take it upon myself to make sure the students and the members are being heard, or that they have events that they want to see on this campus. If they have a problem that they would like to see something done about, I'll go to the right people, be like, hey, my member said this and this and that. And so knowing that I have the skill that I learned from being around these girls to be able to hear people and understand them and communicate them on a deeper level, that's something that resonates with me and I take from now on as a skill that is very important.
Through SIA, I have learned to be more confident, to work better in a team. Also, taking on responsibility, not just with SIA, but with other organizations like LSO and LULAC, has allowed me to give me the motivation to keep doing what I'm doing and to continue it even after college.
I would like to add that one thing that I'm still working on and that SIA is also helping me with is time management. Time management, I would say like last semester was probably the worst time management I ever had. And like right now, hosting events with these girls and like being involved in other things, just like pre-vet, since I'm also like the vice president on that, like, and then like schoolwork, and you know, I have to like do lab reports for my classes, like, and like have to like eat as well and study as well. Like, time management is one thing that like she is helping me on right now, like being very like wise about where I spend my time and how I spend my time.
Especially with me, because like I'm joining all these other like organizations and like little things that I gotta do, and so now I'm like I felt like my plate was already pretty full last semester and like all last year, and now like I added on like all other stuff, so now I have to balance all that. I had to balance work, schoolwork, and all that. But I mean, it's part of the process. I mean, you learn, and like I think that's definitely like one skill you definitely take with you.
You learn, and like, you know, you will look back and be like, oh wow, I did all of that. Like, you know, being like I don't want people, like, I don't want this to push away, like, people, like, be involved as much of organizations as you can, like, build up your resume, like, that's really good. Like, never be too scared, just like manage your time wisely. Honestly, also being involved in other organizations and stuff, like, will help you.
People always find it funny when I show them my planner and I have everything color-coded and everything with the times and the dates and the locations and this and that. And they're like, how do you do so much? And I'm like, baby, time management. It's a really good skill. And you also learn how to say no to things. Like, I know we're young and we want to have as much fun as we can with our friends and like impulsive outgoings. But truly, learning to say no helps a lot, because first and almost, education will always go first. And that's something that I learned from early on college, and that's something that SIA really stresses about. Not stresses, but really
pushes.
Yes, thank you. See, look, my backbone, my pillar, really pushes you to focus on, because it really does matter, your education, above all things.
Yeah.
Moving on to our final question is, what advice would you give to other first-generation students, being first-generation students yourself, about stepping up and being a leader?
I'll say, first and foremost, remember to breathe. It's okay if you can't figure things out off the bat. You will meet incredible people to help move mountains, to help you clear puddles for you to walk over. It's okay. You don't have to make a change right as soon as you come onto campus. Not saying you can't, but just make sure you know who you are, what your values are, what is important to you before you join any organization and join anything else. That way you don't change. Not saying change is bad, but it just resonates with who you are as a person. And if you would like to change something within you, that's okay. There's always room to grow. So speaking firsthand, my first year, my freshman year, I met presidents of organizations and they slowly told me, like they told me, oh, this person's good at this. If you ever need anything, Deidre is here to help for first gen. If you ever need anything, Megan is really good at reaching out to the community. And it's just so important to get that network built up, learn and talk to upperclassmen. We do not bite. We are here and more than welcome, able to help you with anything and everything, at least for me personally speaking. Just make sure you test your waters. Make sure you try a little bit of everything. And if something doesn't work out for you, that's okay. Don't put a pressure into being a part of everything all at once. Because remember, you're a human and you need to take care of yourself and take care of you. But definitely, like, reaching out to upperclassmen or reaching out to faculty and staff to see what could be done or see what's the best fit for you is always going to be an advantage.
Kind of what Sophia said, just like, don't be scared, because at first when I came here, I put like this mindset that I want to talk to people at my level, but honestly, talking to upperclassmen and even to professors, going into the office and talking to them has helped me a lot, not just for my courses, but also for like being involved in campus. Try everything. If you don't like it, move on to the next thing. Don't feel pressure into doing something you don't like doing.
I think that that is a very true statement. My first 2 years of college, I did not get involved at all. I tried, I remember my freshman year, but I just thought it was so awkward. I did not feel comfortable, and so I just kind of stopped going. And if you are that kind of person, if you find yourself, you know, like being a sophomore or a junior, and you feel like you just haven't gotten involved much lately in the past, it's okay. It's not too late. Remember, it's never too late to get involved. I say go for it, even if it's awkward. Your limits a little bit. That's what I did, and I'm really glad that I did, because I feel like I had a lot of growth and now I'm here, and I mean, it has really helped me gain a lot more skills, and it's brought me my very closest friends. So it's brought a lot of great things.
That is true. Like, as someone who didn't come with a group of friends, because I know a lot of people come to college sometimes with a group of friends, the first days I didn't have no friends, but going to this one event, I did make one of my closest friends now. And just like, because I went to that event, it helped me meet her and then the rest of my friend group. And honestly, I wouldn't change that. Like, I'm so glad that I went to an event by myself and like pushed myself to go into that event and not be scared. So definitely getting involved helps a lot.
And there's always that saying, get out your comfort zone. But me personally, I say grow your comfort zone. Make sure where you're at in life, you're not always gonna be happy, but make sure you're like okay with the things that are happening. And like me personally, my first semester, I went to the very first event LSO had, and I made so many great friends from just that event that I talk to this day, and they have a big impact in my life. So really, it's just, you know what, do it, because the best thing could happen to you, and if you don't go, you'll never know. And that what if, it's gonna leave you questioning what if.
Yeah, that butterfly effect is gonna hit you hard.
You can follow us on Instagram at @Sia_ATU. You can also say hi to us when you see us on campus, the other girls as well. Shout out to Jazzy, Perla, Jackie, and Yasmin. We are more than likely to have conversations with you anywhere and everywhere. A lot of us are yappers.
So, yes, we like to talk.
Andrea is guilty.
Yes.
I would talk to you about random things, honestly.
But which is good, because sometimes it just brings you a smile on your face, and sometimes you talk about things that you didn't know you need to talk about. And it's really nice to just walk around campus and say, oh, hey, it's this and this, and hey, how are you? You know, a little greeting never hurts.
Yeah, and then you never find out if you guys have like something in common with each other. Don't be afraid to talk to us. That's all I gotta say. If you walk up to me and you start talking to me about something random, I'm gonna keep that conversation going no matter what.
Also, and I will say, I encourage that you come to our events. We have really fun cultural educational events and just events to have a good time.
And good food.
And good food. Hello, good food. Yes, just get to know us, get to know who we are and what SIA stands for. And who knows, something could happen.
Okay, well, thank you for joining me here, and thank you for you all for joining us here on Fresh and Table Talks. Please make sure to check us out on our social media platforms, on Instagram as well as Facebook. On Instagram, we are at ATU Freshen, and on Facebook, we are Arkansas Tech University's Freshen Student Experience. Our office is located in the Student Involvement Center in Dock Bryant 171. Don't be scared to come by.